Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello, is Sandra there?
Yes. Can I help you?
Yes, hello, good evening, ma'am. I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print,
no.
radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. And let me ask you as well, just one moment, please. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Okay, great. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote?
100%.
100%. You will definitely vote, right? More than probably vote. You will definitely vote, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
And also, just to make sure we're speaking with people of all ages, what is your age, please?
63.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, Hispanic,
white.
Latino? White. Thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else, Sandra?
Republican.
Would you call yourself a not-so-strong Republican or a strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glezenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Not happy.
Okay. Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Now, thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, growing the economy and creating jobs, reducing crime and gun violence, border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, combating threats to our democracy, fighting inflation and lowering costs, climate change and protecting the environment, improving K-12 education. You can select up to two.
Well, the first one would be border.
Border? Okay, and the next one, please? Border security and
yes, we need better border security and stop illegal aliens crossing.
I can understand.
And one at the very beginning. Read this first three or four.
Of course I will. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah, that one. We'll do that.
That one? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Totally understandable. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And the 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Depending on how you feel, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, Sandra, or organization, please say so as well. So Dave Reichert.
I would say 20%.
20, okay. And how about Joe Biden?
He's a 0.
Okay. Donald Trump?
I 85%.
85, okay. And how about Joe Kent?
I don't know enough about him to give you a number.
Okay. So you have no opinion, you would say, right? About
no
him.
Opinion.
Okay. How about Marie Glezenkamp Perez?
Probably 50-50, so we'll say 50.
Okay. Yeah, 50 would be in this case the number between the scale that we're looking, exactly we're using, is 50, right? Okay. And also, how about Bob Ferguson? The line kind of broke up. I'm sorry. What was that again?
No opinion.
No opinion about Bob Ferguson. Okay. Democrats in Congress?
Oh, they're way down there. Let's 20.
Okay. And Republicans in Congress?
Yeah. We need all new Congress. I say 65.
65. Thank you. Let's move forward. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez?
Kent.
Okay. And even though you are not supporting Marie Glossenkamp Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Glossenkamp Perez? Maybe a small chance? Just a very slight chance or no chance at all that you might support her?
Small chance.
Small chance, okay.
I haven't made up my mind yet.
You haven't made up your mind yet, okay? Your opinion is extremely important and your time is valuable. Next, I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. In this case, use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Yes, thank you. Someone who will defend abortion and women's right to choose.
That's way down. I don't believe in abortion. That's 0.
Okay. Not important at all to you, right? 0.
No.
Okay. A leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it?
That'd be an 8.
8, okay. Someone you can trust?
That's a
10?
Need that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. A leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedoms?
A 10.
Okay. A fighter for the working class. Thank you so very much. Now, I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glossenkamp Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10 again, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glossenkamp Perez for Congress. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, Marie Glossenkamp Perez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you find it? Not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, very convincing?
Somewhat.
Somewhat convincing? Would you use a 5 or probably closer to...
A 5.
A 5 would be exactly right. Okay, thank you. Next statement would be, in February of 2020, Marie Glossenkamp Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period, and we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. From 0 to 10 again.
How convincing it is?
Of how convincing it is for you to support her in Congress, correct. 0 is not convincing at all. 5 is somewhat convincing. Or 10 is very convincing.
I don't believe in abortion.
You find that not convincing at all, right? Would you use 0? Or let's limit it then from 0 to 4?
2.
Okay. And the next statement says Marie Gluzin Camp-Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Maya has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party. From 0 to 5 once again.
5.
5, right? Okay, thank you so very much. I mean, from 0 to 10 was the scale.
I knew what
would
you...
Still stay with 5? Yeah, thank you. Just for the recording. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Gluzin Camp-Perez?
Probably Joe Kent right now.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement, there too, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. First statement is we can trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interests mangrowing his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street. Uh-oh, she hung up. So let's go ahead and call her. Hello? 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 Why did it shows that I'm in a live call? I'm going to call ahead and call her